This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy New Year from Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pal Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Comes to us through Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida, here at your service. We're actually going to go through a number of things, the big medical breakthroughs of the past 10 years. We may have time to go through some of the other things that we normally do. If you're new to the program, what goes on here is Ken takes a look because of his being in practice as a cardiologist, one of the most prominent cardiologists in the southeast, if not in the country. And so he needs to keep up, obviously, with what's going on, and is happy to tell you on many occasions that he is using more of the information that he gets on his own rather than what he learned when he was in school. So as a result of that, we're going to go back over some of the more important medical breakthroughs the last decade. Before we do that, though, Ken, let's talk about the announcement that came from Bernie Sanders' headquarters that he is healthy enough to handle the presidency at the age of 78. There were a lot of people that were concerned, even his supporters, because of that heart attack that he had in October, went into an operation that only really kind of took him out of the system for about a week. Had a couple of stints put in. So have you been watching? He's doing some exercising and that sort of thing. But is this another example of age not being a predicator of what kind of health you're in?
Yes. And, you know, it's hard for me as a physician without examining Bernie Sanders to give you an assessment. And I can only quote you what his doctors are saying, and we hope they're being honest. And they're saying that he's in good health, and it is possible you can get to these heart attacks very early, open them up, and blood's flowing and preserve the heart. And we're going to talk about that as one of the greatest breakthroughs in the past 10 years. And I'll get to that. That was number 9 on my list, this 40% reduction in death due to coronary artery disease since 2000. And part of it, half of it, is from treatment. And one of the treatments that Bernie Sanders got, Senator Sanders got, was opening up the blood flow to his heart emergently and minimizing the effects of his heart attack. And this rapid intervention with catheters to mechanically open up the clot, when you and I were little boys, wasn't even thought about. No. And then the other half of the reason why there's this 40% reduction in death due to coronary artery disease since 2000 is because of prevention. And when I was in medical school in the 70s and 80s, that's the 1900s, the word prevention was a four-letter word. You didn't even talk about it. And fortunately, it's now front stage, and the big medical schools have prominent sections in cardiology on prevention, and there's a lot of research on prevention, and there's a ton that we do now to prevent heart attacks and strokes, and we've had some success.
Yeah. All right, well, that's something to be highlighted. I don't want to take your steam away from the conversation, that is the 20 medical breakthroughs, if you will, the developments over the last 10 years. I mean, when you look at the past 10 years, then you look at your career, are things happening faster? Is there more research being done, and that's why there's so much more change to the quote-unquote science?
I think it's the momentum. There was a lot beginning with Sputnik when you and I, even before, when you were a little boy, And,
I have a couple of years on you. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
When that initial and huge momentum in America for basic science research in the, I guess that was in the 1950s, late 1950s.
57. Yeah.
That really started it. That planted the seed, and we're finally exponentially getting the benefits of taking those major advances in the lab to the bedside.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that it's really exploding in the last 10 years. And I'm going to finish this off by telling you what the next 10 years are going to happen. It's going to further explode, and I think the next 10 years are going to be even more exciting.
All right. So let's start with the 20 medical developments, the breakthroughs, if you will, of the past 10 years before we get to that. And so I don't break your stride or your thought. I think we'll pause for a moment and get a little bit caught up on a couple of commercials. I want to remind people about the most recent Good Day Health podcast as well, featuring Dr. Ken Kronhaus. In this episode, we discuss how to avoid bacteria. We also discuss the link between obesity and dementia, and we also talk about weight and women. We talk about a new migraine remedy that was just approved by the FDA, and that's important. Good news for a new generic blood thinner as well that Dr. Ken explains.
I'm not Louis
Osmond. At any rate, lots of good things always at your service. A quick listen to the most recent Good Day Health podcast in order for you to get the meat and potatoes of our conversations. That's gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Ken, as we begin the new year, wants to go back over the top 20 medical developments, so listen up. We'll do them slowly, maybe a little conversation about them, just so you have an idea over the next few minutes what the huge developments were and the breakthroughs from this last 10 years. So what do you have, Ken? Where is it? We'll start at 20, yeah?
Well, you want to start backwards or forward? Let's start the most important breakthrough of the decade.
It's your list.
And I think of the decade, and that's how we treat cancer. In the past, we had radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery, and now there's a whole new direction of how to treat cancer. That's with immunotherapy. When I was a medical student in the late 70s, we were just in the beginnings of immunology, and we were in a break of a two-hour lecture, and some of us clever folk were thinking about what we just heard, and we thought, why can't you come up with a way to find something specific to a cancer cell, make an antibody, and you would cure cancer. And we thought during our break we'd come up with the cure for cancer. And this idea, finally, in the last several years, has hit the bedside. We're treating cancer with immunotherapy, like Yescarta from Gilead Sciences, Kymera from Novartis, Keytruda. And these are immunotherapies, dramatic benefits. And you're going to see even more of this targeted therapy with the immune system going after specific items on these cancer cells to get rid of them. And I think this is where we're going to see the cure for cancer in the next decade.
The cure for cancer, even though my cynical side says it's too much money in it, there's really no reason to want on the part of the people that really would be.
You know how much money there is in these immunotherapies? Don't feel more, sorry for these.
Okay. Okay, you have such a basic way of looking at things. Okay, that's number one. Number two,
gene therapies. We're going to go in, we're going to replace faulty DNA. We're already doing it to cure genetic diseases. There's two drugs that have been approved to cure these DNA abnormalities, Luxturna for rare eye disease, Zolgensma, they're hard to pronounce, for a deadly muscle-wasting disease. These drugs, they prevent blindness and disability. And also, in gene therapies, we're going to go after RNA inhibitors. This is something that you and I didn't even learn about when we were in school. This was the Nobel Prize in 2006, where there's actually part of the cell that inhibits the transfer of DNA to RNA. They're called RNA inhibitors. Novartis just paid $9.7 billion, that's with a B, for the drug inclisiran to lower bad cholesterol with a single shot every 6 months. And this is one of the new RNA inhibitors. It's a type of new way to look at making drugs by just working with these RNA inhibitors, which prevent the transfer of DNA to RNA. And, you know, this is, remember, your molecular biology. I don't want to get into the weeds here, how you make proteins. Then you need to go from DNA to RNA to make a protein. And this is a way for these drugs to work, which we didn't even think about. You go back more than a decade ago. And this inclisiran is an amazing breakthrough. It's going to be like a flu shot for coronary artery disease. You're going to come to the cardiologist every 6 to 12 months, get your single shot, and dramatically drop your LDL to levels unheard of, you know, under 50 with a single shot every 6 to 12 months. And this has already been shown, this inclisiran, to be safe and effective. I think it give you 2 years, this will be approved. The FDA is quickly fast-tracking this medication. This is going to change the whole course of coronary artery disease.
All right, that's good news for a lot of people, for sure. All right, number three.
The treatment of triglycerides, you know, we've been with statins treating bad cholesterol, LDL, and now we have Vascepa to treat any abnormality of triglycerides associated with coronary artery disease. We've seen an additional 25% reduction in heart attacks and strokes.
Wow. All right, we're going through the top 20 medical developments. Number four on that list, Ken?
The new goal for blood pressure, it's 130 over 80, hoping to get all of us there, our resting blood pressure. We realize for some of the elderly this is not possible, but this has shown dramatic decrease in heart attacks and strokes.
A dramatic decrease.
Yes.
All right. Number five on the list.
Replacing and repairing heart valves without opening the chest. First it was TAVR, transcatheter aortic valve replacement, and next it's going to be mitral and tricuspid valve percutaneous replacement and repair. Just less open heart surgery now and in the future.
All right, we continue. 21 after the hour. Good day, health.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Not an easy task, but one chosen by and taken by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, looking at the list of the 20 most important breakthroughs or medical developments in the past 10 years. We've been through the first five, and now we continue with number six. And this is in Ken's opinion, with all the research that he's done, he'd certainly be on top of any of these new developments. So what's next, Ken?
Huge. Conquering hepatitis C, Doug. It's now curable in a matter of weeks with drugs such as Sovaldi, Mavyret. You know, if you go back a decade, this was only a pipe dream.
So, it really, how I thought it took a long time to get these things in the pipeline, usually. So what made this go faster?
The need and the energy and the studies, and they were in the pipeline for a while.
Oh, they were before, okay.
Yes.
That's number six. Number seven.
Vaccine for herpes zoster or shingles called Shingrix. It's 90% effective. And the key is it's not a live vaccine like the initial vaccine. And I just had mine a couple of days ago. Anyone 50 or older, I would urge you to get this vaccine. It's incredibly effective. It's not live. And you get zoster, you get shingles, the complications are horrible.
So let's go through that again. Everybody over the age of 50, you're suggesting, should get this.
Yes.
I hear that, and I don't think I've had mine.
It's two doses. You get the second dose between 2 to 6 months after the first. I just had mine, and you do get some pain and redness and swelling at the injection site. There's some muscle pain, and for a couple of days you may feel a little tired. But the problems with shingles are horrible, and I would recommend talk to your doctor about it.
So I have it in my system. It's Epstein-Barr.
It's the chickenpox. It's the chicken
pox. I was told that it was all the same thing. Chicken pox, herpes.
It's a different virus.
But it stays in your system forever.
Until your immune system weakens and in your 50s and especially in your 70s, and it's recommended now for anyone over 50. I just had mine. I would urge you to get yours.
All right, you got some stuff when I go see you. You can.
No, I don't. That's not something that you have to. It's hard to find this vaccine.
Great.
So yeah, and that's why people have, because there's such huge demand for it. I finally found a good source for it. You have to shop around, and you also need your. You don't have your Medicare Part D, so it's probably going to be a couple of $100 out of pocket for you with each one.
Uh-huh. You keep telling me I should get Part D. But,
absolutely. But insurance does cover this.
Yeah.
And talk to your doctors about getting this. They probably won't have stock, but they'll tell you where. They'll know where to go. The pharmacists are the people who have this. Yeah, that's where I found it, at one of the pharmacies.
Did you give yourself a dose, or did you go to the pharmacy and get it from
the pharmacist? The pharmacist gave it to me. I wouldn't inject myself.
Really? All right. That's an interesting. So keep that in mind, folks. Number 8. On this list of 20.
Next is our anti-smoking bans. They've been very effective in the states that have adopted them.
So what do you think about raising the age of being able to buy tobacco? That's a federal law went into effect the first of the year, so nobody's supposed to be able to buy tobacco products under the age of 21.
The libertarian in me says, wow, but the doctor in me says, fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think I guess I agree with you on that one, because you and I have similar beliefs when it comes to that sort of thing. Number 9 on the list, we kind of already have covered. You want to just give us a quick review?
40% reduction in death due to coronary artery disease since 2000, half from treatment and half from prevention.
Number 10.
Converting HIV, that's AIDS, from a deadly disease to a chronic disease. Combination drug therapy extends HIV survival, HIV cocktail now, and a weekly pill. Amazing. When I first started treating these patients in the 1970s, late 1980s, it was a death sentence. Now it's a chronic illness.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iranian-backed militias have now withdrawn from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad after 2 days of violent demonstrations. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is still postponing a trip to Ukraine because of the troubles at the embassy. He was set to visit on Friday. It would have made him the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Ukraine since a July phone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian president, which led to a whistleblower complaint against President Trump. The Federal Aviation Administration is now involved in the investigation of mysterious drone sightings in northeastern Colorado and part of Nebraska. This man, Wyatt Harmon, says he captured some video of one of those drone formations.
We got close to one, and it descended. I swear it got closer to us, and then the light shut off.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Back to our discussion as we start a new decade, we start a new year. The tradition of Good Day Health, which has been around for some 20 years on the radio, continues. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, is here as he usually is this day and time. By the way, speaking of days and times, if you, Y-O-U, have a medical problem and you're restless, you're incomplete in knowledge when it comes to trying to ferret out what it is that may be the cause and ultimately the cure or the fix for what may be going on in your body, let's get some answers. Go see Ken at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400 is the way to connect with Ken at Lake Cardiology, especially for the local folks listening all around Florida on the various stations that carry this. 352-735-1400 may be the key to opening the door, finding solutions, finding prevention for problems that may affect you or your family. Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Ken's going through a list of the top 20 medical developments from this past 10 years, and we're at number 11. Ken, where do we go from here?
Anybody currently having surgery will benefit from this. And this is minimally invasive, and robotic techniques have revolutionized surgery. And this revolution is going to continue. You're going to have these metal hands inside your body as the operation goes on, these robots, and just these tiny, tiny scars, much smaller openings than you ever expected.
Wow. All right. It's a bit... In minutia. That's number 11. Number 12 in Ken's estimation of the top 20 is?
Doug, you were involved as a pioneer in this breakthrough. Scientists are peering into the mind with functional MRI. These map the way the mind works by tracking blood flow and oxygen in the brain.
Yeah, I think that's something. It really is amazing. What's going on? The company that I have connected with is Seriscan. I'm going to get another one. I had it done 10 years ago. I'm getting another one done this year just to see where the progress is. See, if one of the things that we all need to do is stimulate our brains. You stimulate them with activity, thinking, exercise, lots of fish oil, all that sort of stuff, right? Would you underscore that, Ken?
Absolutely. And the breakthrough in this technology in the last several years only continues.
Yep. All right, so we have number 12 next, then, out of 20.
And this is number 13.
Oh, excuse me, 13. I just lost the number. Yes.
This is about medical marijuana. This will surprise you. Initially used by patients with HIV and AIDS, cancer, and chronic pain, is now used to treat fibromyalgia, epilepsy, Alzheimer's, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Even the American Veterinary Medical Association reports the positive effects the drug has had on ailing animals.
Yeah, well... it's something, there's that and CBD oil and all the things that come from hemp. We need to have our leaders wake up or maybe push some of the drug lords out of the way. When I say drug lords, I'm talking about big pharma, so we can have some of this stuff more easily at our disposal.
Do the research.
Number 14.
Full face transplants. We've had them successfully undergone at the Cleveland Clinic, the Mayo Clinic, and you're going to hear more about this in the next decade.
Yep. All right. Number 15.
Acute stroke intervention using clot-busting drugs and catheter-based treatments. We just don't let the stroke anymore just evolve. We now get in there immediately and treat it when we can.
Yep. All right. Number 16.
Non-toxic surgical super glue. This has been stimulated from substances algae produce.
Really? I don't remember us talking about that at all. Have we talked about that?
Briefly.
Yeah. Number 17.
Continued evidence autism is not from vaccination.
Huh. All right. That's a special, sort of a special interest there, although more and more people are having that problem, are they not?
It is increasing, but there's just more and more evidence it's not from vaccination.
Yeah. Okay. Number 18.
New cystic fibrosis treatment called Trikafta. Cystic fibrosis is a hereditary disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. The body produces thick and sticky mucus that can clog the lungs and obstruct the pancreas. We now have treatment.
Now have treatment. All right, so let's see. We have 19.
19 was the first successful penis transplant in 2018.
I don't remember. I thought the first successful penis transplant was, what was the guy's name whose wife, he chopped it off and threw it out the window? And
that did not work, actually. But this
oh,
was
never worked,
this was a soldier who had, from the waist down, horrible loss of body parts from walking in the wrong place at the wrong time, and now has functional use.
Wow, okay. Is that one. All right, so the last one, number 20.
This is a grab bag collection that the present is the future. This is ongoing research in these various areas where I think we're going to see the results of heavy emphasis on research in the next in the next decade. And these studies are already going on. So if this is not, you know, in my mind, the hope. This is real science, real medical research going on. And I think these are going to be successes in the next few years, in the next decade. So first, we're going to have a universal flu vaccine. No more having to get a new one all the time because the virus changes each year. You'll get one. It'll be good. It'll cover all possible flu. Reversing paralysis with bionic limb advancements. Drugs to slow Alzheimer's disease. A single shot a year to dramatically lower cholesterol. New tools to manipulate DNA. Give people back their voice with technology that translates thought into speech. Surgery on a fetus while it's still in the womb. Regrow body parts. Nanobots. These are microscopic robots that deliver drugs to the brain and heart. Teeth regeneration, artificial ovaries, gut bacteria treatments, an artificial pancreas, and new antibiotics to fight drug resistance by bacteria.
Wow, that's quite a list. That's really... So you think that all is, how many years on that?
And a vaccine for HIV. I think every item that I mentioned in that list, when we do this 10 years from now, will have been reality.
Really? All right. So add that to your list and see how that impacts you. That's good. List of the medical developments and what Ken's predictions are for the next 10 years. Lots to absorb. You can get this. We'll have this as a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com within the next few days. Meanwhile, it's time for a word or two from your...
about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then, the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take three times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, continuing now with Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we're here to overview what Ken is studying. So now we've been through all of these medical developments and some of the things Ken thinks will be in his crystal ball a breakthrough as we move forward. Now let's go back to some of the work that Ken has done over the past couple of weeks to review some of the findings in the medical journals as we come to the end of the year. One of them that is very good for men who are my age, your age, Ken, and even younger, because prostate cancer is affecting people of all ages. I think pretty much, though, you and I have talked about this a number of times on the air, how prostate cancer seems to almost be a part of every man's life the older he gets. Some of it is mild and doesn't bother people much. Other times it can kill you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think if you wait long enough, most of us will get some changes in the prostate, which are cancer. But the good thing is there's various grades. There's a wide spectrum of incredibly slow-growing prostate cancer that doesn't even need any treatment because none of us are going to get to 150 years old, except for you, where it will be an issue. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where it's going to grow rather rapidly, and we must do something about it to keep us on planet Earth as long as possible. So the key is with the prostate cancer is watching the prostate. The PSA is great. Getting an annual exam, you know, I do it each year, just bending over and let them get that finger in there. Right. And let them
friendly,
feel
fickle the finger of fate.
Yes, and let them feel it and make sure that that it's nice and smooth. And if it's not, get it looked at. Ultrasound is great now, and MR and biopsy. They have all these possibilities. But I think what you're referring to is in the International Journal of Epidemiology that individuals with a genetic variation that increases their likelihood of being physically active have a 50% lower risk of prostate cancer than people who do not have this genetic variation. Physical activity in this case refers to all forms of activity, not just exercise. So if you have a high genetic tendency to have prostate cancer, a 50% lowering of the risk with physical activity out of the International Journal of Epidemiology.
How much of this is hereditary versus what you eat and your lifestyle?
I think it's probably half and half in prostate cancer.
One of the things we discussed this year was some research that suggested that the more men ejaculate, the less chance they have of getting any form of prostate problem. Is that right?
That is true. When you use it, you just cleanse out, clear out the whole system, and that will lower the risk. The studies that look at frequency of ejaculation and risk of cancer all show that a regular frequency does lower the risk. So another good reason to enjoy yourself.
I saw something about artificial intelligence that's learning how to read mammograms and prostate screening. Is that computers that are, trained to recognize certain patterns and images?
Exactly. And that should maybe be added to our list of breakthroughs. But that is, you know, for the next decade where it will really, really take front stage. And it's not yet. This is all in research, but it will in the next decade.
Not ready for prime time, in other words.
Except in research centers.
Yep. All right, Dr. Ken, up next with questions for Dr. Ken. Right now, I want you to focus on how white your teeth are. This is an ongoing process as far as I'm concerned because we have new listeners all the time, and some people may have not thought about their yellow teeth and how they can look more attractive. Maybe you haven't thought of yourself as unattractive until you really studied how you look in the mirror and you thought your teeth were yellow and getting more yellow. So if you'd like to change that without using strips, no trays or any of that, and get results in 5 minutes, go to the source that I go to and have for as long as I've been talking about this on the air, 8 or 9 years. That's Power Swabs. Power Swabs available only by calling 800-208-1797. When I say available at 50% off the rack rate. If you go online and buy them, you'll pay twice as much as you do. As a matter of fact, you get 40% off using the DJV code, and then another $10 off, and then you get free shipping as well. All right, so let's see if we can process that. Meanwhile, get out all of the stains, the free stain-out quick stick, all that, by calling 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, 50% off the retail price, 800-208-1797.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken now. At 53 past the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, is here to answer some of your questions, some of the questions that I come up with. The question about TB vaccine. There are those of us who are under the impression that TB, tuberculosis, is gonzo. So why is a new injection method necessary for TB vaccines? Do we not even know that we get TB vaccines in our regular quotient of vaccines, or is this something new?
Well, this is something that is new, and they're intended to vaccine to prevent tuberculosis. This is what I think the issue is. That these new injections are coming. This is an area, you know, of the future. This is monkey research, so stay tuned. And perhaps in the new decade, this will be another item where we'll be giving out vaccines. The other area in tuberculosis is that there are reactivations of tuberculosis. That is a problem with tuberculosis. You've had it in the past. You were successfully treated. It gets reactivated. And also, there's the evolution of the bug, and the TB germ just changes. And the drugs are not sensitive to it, and that was the whole area we talked about earlier about antibiotics evolving and becoming more sensitive. So stay tuned. I think TB will get back on our radar screen with a vaccine, with new drugs, and this will occur in the next few years.
Would you say there are other things, as long as we're talking about TB, are there, this is another a good question about what else may be in the future in terms of things that we've had in the past that were sort of eradicated? Are we in danger of anything else like TB coming back? Remember all the stories about the plague and the bad movies about what happens if some kind of thing is there's an outbreak of it. What do we do?
Well, I think what you're referring to is the homeless problem and people, you know, I don't want to get gross or political, but defecating in the streets and that is a real issue of the items you were just suggesting of bringing all that back.
It's a huge problem in Los Angeles where I am. Huge. The city has not dealt with it at all. Meanwhile, lots of people are in jeopardy. Neighborhoods are in jeopardy. It's a huge problem. And sort of with that in mind, is there any truth, Dr. Ken, to having, if you have urine drops on your toilet and have them analyzed, that it could spot diseases? There have been people, for whatever the reason, that have gotten their toilets examined, and they have found out that there are things in their system. There's apparently a smart toilet that's been developed. That well, it is what it is, but that smart toilet that when you sit on it or you use it, it'll tell you what's in your fecal matter or in your pee. So is that one wonders, do you go to a doctor's office for that? I certainly.
I would probably want to give my urine to the doctor and let the lab analyze it, but maybe in the future these toilets will be able to do it for you.
Well, we're talking a lot about future stuff, and it's pretty interesting. But there is a toilet that could spot signs of a disease that's available now on the market. But whether you want to
it's be a pioneer in that area.
Right. Speaking of pioneers, here's a question about stem cell platelet-rich plasma, we're talking about this off the
PRP injection.
PRP. All right. So stem cell injections or capsules and PRP are the same?
This is a little bit different. What you're asking about is a platelet-rich plasma therapy, which uses injections, Doug, of a concentration of a patient's own platelets. Platelets are the part cells in the bone marrow that are used to help clot. And what happens is they're used to accelerate the healing of injured tendons, ligaments, muscles, and joints. In this way, PRP injections use each individual's patient's own healing system to improve musculoskeletal problems. It has been shown to be effective, especially in knee injuries, and I think platelet-rich plasma is going to get a lot more research and may be used in other parts of the body in the next decade.
But is this sort of stem cell the same kind of thing?
It is a cousin of that idea, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how expensive would this sort of thing be, one would wonder?
It's not going to be cheap. Make sure you have your Part D.
We keep talking about that. All right. Dr. Ken, with answers to your questions, this is a good service, Ken. Thank you very much. Look forward to a lot of info in the new year. 59 past the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.